It is Energy FM Sport, talking local football with John Gartland, also Malcolm Blackburn, joint manager of St John's. As in, Malcolm, how are you?
Great. Thanks for inviting me in.
Right. Well, what a season. Where do we start? Well, tell you where we'll start. Last week, Woods Cup final. How was that?
It was enjoyable. I think it was more enjoyable after the game, the celebrations that went on till 4 o'clock in the morning. I know my son, who was one of the players on the day, decided at 4 o'clock that it was a good time to have a shower with all his clothes on, so he's wrecked his phone and his wallet. I think they really enjoyed it. The game probably was a bit of an anti-climax. I mean, nobody goes into a final wanting a score of 8-1. You want to be matched, you want to compete, but I think we did show at the game that we've probably got the most two lethal strikers in that division. Hopefully they'll do the same next year.
And was it a case of nerves for Colby, or you know, is the gulf in that division between St John's and the rest just that much?
I think at times it's naivety. I would actually say that we had a better game against Colby last night, where they set the stall out a bit better. They had five at the back last night, which made it quite a lot harder for us. We beat them 5-1, but it was a harder game. The final they went for us, they went the 4-4-2. They tried to attack us, but you know, it leaves a lot of space in behind. And when you've got two people like the Glovers up there, you know, the brothers, they're lethal. They're absolutely lethal in space, and you can't afford to give them time.
And was it quite apparent very quickly during the final that it was trophy was wrapped up and home and dry?
Oh, it was quite a weird final in some ways. I mean, once we scored the first, which was Steve Glover header from Andy Glover cross, it looked like it was on. Second goal shortly followed, and then Colby got back into it with a free kick, good header, some slack marking. But what I think sort of put the game to bed was, I think, three penalties in about five, six minutes. My opinion, they were all Stonewall penalties, but I'm sure Colby will say differently. But once we got a 5-1 at half-time, I mean, it was close to, I think, Hurtie opening a bottle of champagne at half-time and saying, lads, it's over and done. We did take our foot off the gas in the second half, but Nick did tell them at half-time to go out there and enjoy the rest of the afternoon.
And I mean, fantastic, and congratulations on the cup. But what about the season? I mean, it's just mega, isn't it? Completely unbeaten and untouched, really.
Yeah, and I mean, what the pleasing thing is there that, you know, people can say, you know, we're a lot better standard than some of the other teams in the second division, but you still got to motivate the players on a weekly basis. You know, if players go out and they win 12-0 one week, I'm sure Johnny here will tell you exactly the same, to then go out the following week and win by a similar scoreline. It takes quite a lot to get them motivated for it. And what we've been trying to do is give them targets. And the main target started off to win the league. Second target was to beat Peel's record. And we're trying to come up with third and fourth targets because they keep matching them. I think we're 177 goals for now. We've still got two games to go. I've tried to say to them I want 200 goals. Whether we'll achieve that against Moran and Foxdale, I probably doubt it, but you have to keep these targets going. Stevie Glover, 70 goals this season. Andy Glover, something 50-odd. Nick Hurt, 30. I mean, it's crazy. It's not numbers I've experienced in Manx football before.
That's one thing I was going to say. I mean, the targets is a fantastic situation to be in, and that's the only way to do it, because winning is fantastic and everybody wants to win, but I guess after a while, winning can become just sort of, you know, a bit stale and boring, can it?
It becomes monotonous to a point, and it's very difficult to motivate your players when you're going out for a game. And you know, with all respect to some of teams like Maloo and people like that, to say to them, we could have a tough game today, lads, and they're sort of looking at you thinking, you know, what tablets are you on? And it is extremely difficult to actually get them up for the game. Where sort of me and Nick work well on that, Nick is a perfectionist. And I mean, we came in, I think it was 11-1 up against Maloo in the midweek game, and he absolutely ripped into them. He told them it wasn't good enough, and he got them to go out there and score another 14 goals in the second half. Now, other teams, you probably come in at 11-1 and the managers would be saying to you, well done, lads, pat on the back, that was brilliant, and they'll score another two in the second half. He won't accept anything but the best. That's the way he plays football, and he's got it into a really good group of lads down at St John's.
That's got to be a fantastic way to be, because it's all very well this year going away to Maloo and Ronald's Way and Douglaston District. Next year, away at St George's, Old Boys, Peel, Rushing, it's going to be completely different.
Yes, it is, and I think all the players are looking forward to it. I mean, the games that I would say probably we've enjoyed most this season, we've played Douglas Old Boys twice in friendlies. We played Laxey in the Cup, and we really didn't turn up against Laxey in the Cup. We played Douglas Royals. They're the games that the lads have enjoyed, where they've actually pitted themselves against the Premier League. We've got Castletown on Sunday. Again, they're looking forward to that, and that's where we want to be playing.